Welcome to Quickies.
Hello, peeps, and welcome back to In.com's Quickies. I'm Karan, and let's get right into the juicy parts of today's news and gossip. What's a great way to channel the energy of an actor with boundless energy and enthusiasm? You throw him head-on into a sports drama. The movie 83 revolves around India's iconic win at the 1983 World Cup and will see Ranveer Singh step into the shoes of former skipper Kapil Dev. Finally, an excuse for Ranveer to bounce around large open spaces, energy unbridled, and a shiny red ball for him to run after. If that isn't an energy junkie's delight, I don't know what is. The good old Simba actor also took to Instagram to give us a sneak peek into the team's training sessions in Dharamshala. There are some beautiful shots of the cricket grounds, the actor and his co-stars working out in the gym, net practices, etc. And most importantly, Ranveer learning all the perfect techniques of batting, bowling and fielding from the legendary Kapil Dev, Saqib Saleem training under Mohinder Amarnath and Ami Virk training under Balwinder Singh Sandhu. The movie is being directed by Kabir Khan and is due to hit the big screens 1 year from now on April 10th, 2020. In a lovely act of support and compassion, three top stars from Bollywood came together in collaboration with the CRPF to shoot a tribute song for the brave-hearted martyrs who lost their lives in the horrific Pulwama attack that took place in February. The song has been titled Tu Desh Mera and stars Amitabh Bachchan, Aamir Khan and Ranbir Kapoor. CRPF's official social media handle shared a glimpse of the same on Thursday, and they also had some behind-the-scenes images of the actors dressed in white. With the huge fan base that each of these actors have, the video is very likely to pull in some serious views and hopefully bring in the kind of impact that the tribute hopes to create. CRPF was quite grateful for the support from the actors and praised their commendable work. Oh, and by the way, this is the second leg of support that Big B has offered after also pledging a donation of 5 lakhs each to the families of the 40 martyrs who lost their lives. Now that's a lot of support from just one actor. 6 years is a long time to sport facial hair. And while some people have had the same look for years and years and probably aren't planning to change it anytime soon, Jason Momoa has had enough and needs change. So he shaved his beard. But the change he's looking for isn't necessarily one related to the look on his face, but more related to the look of our planet. To basically reduce this plastic coating we are adding to every nook and cranny and corner of the world. So to raise awareness about how plastic is harming and slowly killing the planet, he made a video with a solution to the plastic problem. That solution is aluminium, a metal that can be recycled an unlimited amount of times. And Jason's suggestion is to switch all our current plastic bottled water with aluminium cans, which can be recycled in 60 days and made into a new can for use. And since people pay more attention to videos when there's some celebrity gossip involved, he shaved his beard during the video. Now that's a little heartbreaking because I was always a huge fan of his super rugged looking and badass beard. But then again, for a good cause, especially something as big as replacing plastic, I'm all for the change. If you're a die-hard fan of action movies, and you especially went gaga over the Bad Boys franchise with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, then there's some really good news in store for you. After a break of 24 years, the duo are back with a follow-up chapter to the iconic Bad Boys movie, which released in 1995. The announcement for the new movie called Bad Boys for Life was made on January 30th, and it looks like the shooting for the film has already been wrapped up. I guess unlike most conventional Bad Boys, these ones are actually really well-planned and disciplined. Will Smith took to Instagram on Friday to let the world know the movie's been wrapped up with a series of pictures of him with Martin Lawrence, his fans, and then some cool poses. To add some flavor to his Instagram post caption, he also said, "Now hand me a margarita and a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious." Well, a smooth and focused worker like that deserves way more than one drink and a pack of gum. Go on then, Will. Treat yourself proper. Some actors let their guard down after a film of theirs becomes a blockbuster. This leads them to make hasty, not-so-thought-out decisions that leads to a flop. Varun Tej works a little differently though. After a super successful blockbuster film, F2, Fun and Frustration, he's actually been even more careful about picking his next film. One of the films that made it through his stringent script filter is Valmiki, the official Telugu remake of the Siddharth Bobby Simha starrer Tamil drama Jigarthanda. Now, with all the brainstorming and pre-production work having been ticked off, the shooting for the film has officially started. And director Harish decided to put out the first look of Varun Tej As the Don, he will be playing Bobby Simha. The picture doesn't show much, but it's a beautifully aesthetic shot in terms of giving out the subtle vibes of the character. A slightly unkempt curly beard, messy hair, a gold earring, and a piercing stare only a Don can rustle up. Let's see what other pictures the rest of the shoot days bring in.
The Quickies on In.com.